Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Envisioning a world of gentle, kind, and loving people who work together as one motivates J.M. Jones, Joyce Meyer Jones, author of Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light, to keep looking for reasons to be thankful. The underlying essence is that humanity must come together to embrace love. Living in the moment is the constant goal. The book is designed to help the readers identify areas of their lives that need changing and to examine themselves and to accept they are loved. J.M. Jones, Joyce Meyer Jones, author of Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light, is our guest, and she's back with us on This Week in America. Joyce, always a pleasure. Welcome back to the program. Great to have you back with us.
Oh, thank you very much, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. In the last program you were here, amazing response. People were really impacted by the words that you had, by the copy, getting a copy of the book, Embracing the Law of Attraction. Let's talk basics here in the beginning. How has the law of attraction affected your life? What impact has it had on you?
That is a very important question because I was so negative. I grew up in a really negative and angry family, and I didn't like myself. Nobody in the family really liked themselves that well. So when I discovered by looking at myself and looking at my heart, especially after I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, I didn't like myself. I had to change. And so the law of attraction has helped me identify the areas that I didn't want, and then to do the opposite, you know, what I do want in my life. So here I am in a new place, a new state, new friends, and I am the happiest I've ever been.
Amazing. It sounds like life is good for you right now.
It is. It really is. I'm of excellent health, always have been. My state of mind is really good. You know, I fluctuate like everybody else, but I can pull myself back when I monitor my thoughts and get off that negative track really fast.
You can tap into what Joyce has by reading her book, Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light, by J.M. Jones. That's Joyce Meyer Jones, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon. We'll give you Joyce's website. All of this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joyce, back with us a few months ago, was here with us on the program. How's your life changed since the last time we talked? What have the last few months been like for you?
Extremely busy in a good way. I've been doing what I love to do and working in my garden. I played pickleball like 3 times a week. Zumba, I'm fit. I shed 25 pounds since our last interview. And, you know, I'm really focusing on what's important to me right now. And that's survival, what's happening in our world and helping other people survive too.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about changes in life and we all think, yes, I need to make those changes. That's one thing to say it. It's another thing to execute it, to actually make those changes. What's the best way to bring about changes in one's life? It sounds like you've done that just recently by shedding the 25 pounds, you made a change. What's the best way to go about making changes?
You have to focus. You have to be clear on what is important to you. And I had a plan, I had support, and I'm encouraged to keep doing what I'm doing because I have purpose in my life right now, and that's important for everybody to have that purpose.
The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. Joyce M. Meyer Jones, our guest, the book is listed J.M. Jones. That's why I'm giving you that. Joyce Meyer Jones is the author. Do you have a favorite technique to manifest events and people in your life? Is there anything that you use that you would recommend to us to use in our lives?
Yes, and I love this one. It's on the wall behind me. It's my vision board that I created. A couple friends and I got together and created our own vision boards in January and went through different magazines and found sayings, expressions, and pictures that we really liked that resonated with us. And we, glued them to a big cardstock
Yes.
paper, and I look at it almost every day. I added a few things like a drum, which represents walking to my own beat, and there's a little cup with a halfway mark, and that represents the question I need to ask: am I living with the glass half full or half empty?
How does that
And
work as a visual reminder? Talk about that, because we all sort of have this a vision board in our mind, but you actually see it every day. Does that reinforce, is that better at reinforcing to accomplish what's on the board?
I believe so. We are visual people and visual and audio, so we need to add those things to our lives, every day. And I have a habit of finding or looking and finding things that bring me joy. Right now, my puppies are asleep, quiet on the sofa. They're actually watching me do this interview, and even that brings me joy. Hummingbirds that come by and visit, or birds that go swooping down in my little fountain and getting a sip of water. Those things are commonplace, but they bring joy to my life. So along with the vision board and then looking for things in life every day that are brought to us to give us a little happiness in the moment.
Do too many of us miss out on those moments of joy by going through life without really looking around, without sensing our surroundings? You talk about something as simple as the birds and the fountain you have out there. Many of us have fountains out. We never really look at it to see what's going on out there. Are we missing out on really a lot of different opportunities for joy?
Oh, it's so true. When we're stuck in our in a box, darkness, we don't see any light. It really limits our opportunities to express joy. And even my fountain, it has a mermaid, a bronze mermaid sitting in a rock that I got at Goodwill or something. And then I have three ladies about my age in swimsuits, and one sitting and drinking a martini. One's just enjoying the view, and the other one's swimming. I say that's me. And on e each are on a little rock. One is joy, one is love, and one is peace. And that is my, I call that my Zen fountain, because I kind of play with it all summer long, rearranging them.
Yes. So wherever you are on your property there, inside or outside, there's sort of a vision board-like substance, isn't there, for you to look around and enjoy life and partake of the joys of life. J.M. Jones, Joyce Meyer Jones, our guest on the program, Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. Let's take that subtitle for a second, Joyce. Out of the Box, Into the Light. What does that mean?
Yes, well, I touched on it a moment ago, but most of us live in a box of self-limitations. And we keep thinking that, whatever negative adjectives we've gathered along the way from growing up, from experiences we've had, that those words, those adjectives keep us in a box, limited. And I used to say of my husband, ex-husband, as now that he had such a low ceiling of success. And then I realized, oh, I do too. I have a low ceiling of success. So that was part of being in that box. And I think that was that moment of light that came into my box. And I said, wow, I am in a box and I want out. So I broke through. I really tried hard to break through, like Norman Vincent Peale's books about positive quotes, I think it was, that really helped me. The certain scriptures really helped me to get out of my box. And then I just wanted to live more positively. I wanted to live more abundantly, and not necessarily with material things, but just live fully. I read a lot of books about that, and it really kept expanding my mind and raising the ceiling. So, you know, you can get out of that box. But every once in a while, I would find myself in another box, so then I'd have to break through, and then I'd live, you know, more,
yes,
more abundantly.
And you now have a book that's helping so many people. That, by the way, our guest on the program, if you just joined us, is J.M. Jones. That's Joyce Meyer Jones. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Joyce's website, and I'll give you this again before we conclude the conversation today, is Joyce Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, Jones, .glasslinksolutions.com. And we have that on our website, and you can link on directly by going to thisweekinamerica.us. Mention your book is now added to these self-help books that are on the market that are really helping people. They are life-altering for so many. What motivated you to write this book?
Well, you know, my own limitations, the limitations of people around me, but as a teacher, and especially as a substitute teacher, I met a lot of children, and I could see that already, however old they were, they didn't like themselves. And there was this one little boy in particular, Diego. He'd been adopted, and he was a cleft palate victim and had had some surgery, but he could see in the mirror that he was not nice to look at. And I was so shocked. One day, it was his birthday, and we were commemorating it, and I asked all the children to come up and sign his card and say something nice about him. And then when it was his turn, he came up and said the ugliest things about himself that just broke my heart. And I said to him, Diego, you have to be your own best friend. You have to love yourself. And that pretty much was the litany that I was giving kids pretty much for the last 10 years, because my own awakening, it was, you know, within the last 15 years.
Yes.
So I just, and the other children heard me too. So it wasn't just a message to Diego, but it was so heartfelt. And I had to write this book for him and all the children like him.
The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. J.M. Jones, the author, and our guest on the program. Joyce, if you had one thing that you could tell the audience, one takeaway from reading the book, what would it be? What would be number one at the top of that list?
Well, of course, learn to love yourself. Find things to love and appreciate, and know that the Creator gave you everything you need to be a kind, loving person and to be successful. And along with that is to have gratitude for every breath you take.
I've been reading headlines, disturbing headlines. You talk about Diego and what he was going through. You read about young people and they're struggling with mental health issues, with suicide rates being very high among young people. In the era that we're living in today, how could this book help bring hope to young people? Because there's something missing in their lives.
You said it. This is an extremely difficult era we live in, where our beliefs and our values are challenged, our genders are challenged, everything about us as individuals, as a living soul is being challenged, that we don't even have the right to breathe out carbon dioxide. There's the sin of emissions, which is referring to us breathing out carbon dioxide, and they want to put a stop to that because they think carbon dioxide is bad, but We know that trees take it in and give us back oxygen, so let's not cut down the trees and plant more.
Yes, it makes sense, doesn't it? It's such an important message that Joyce shares in the book, Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. J.M. Jones, the author and our guest. I want to go back. We've got a few minutes left in the program. Time has gone by way too quickly, as it always does. I remember last time it went by as fast as it's going by now. So many things I want to talk about here. But let's go back to making change. Let's talk about the importance of that and some simple things that we can do to make the changes that will actually alter our lives and enhance the quality of our lives. What are some of the things we should do to make those changes?
Well, one thing is to be mindful. To be mindful of your breath. Take time every day just to be mindful of your breathing. And, you know, when you say God's name that he gave himself, and, you know, we may not know exactly how to pronounce it today from the Hebrew, but Jehovah or Yahweh, it's about breathing. It's the breath of life. So we need to be mindful about that. We need to have that gratitude that we are alive and that we were born for such a time as this. I'm telling you were born for such a time as this. You can do it. You are strong and you are loved. You have everything you need for the challenges of today.
And Joyce has gone through that and shares that with you in her book, Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. J.M. Jones, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. You talk about how each person creates their own life by the thoughts they think. It's very simple. And when you actually give it a little thought, it's like, well, that makes a whole lot of sense. How often do we put ourselves into that box that you had talked about and keep ourselves in the box because of our negative thoughts?
Frequently. I would find myself out of the box, and I was so happy I was out of the box, and I started growing, and I started reading. And then after a few months, I kind of put a cap on it. And then maybe negative things were happening, and then said, what are you doing? You just wrote a book about this. So I found that my own book has been really important in keeping me on track. And I have to refer back to it to remind myself that life is meant to be fun. And before, I didn't know that. I wasn't having a lot of fun with people. I had difficult relationships, and my attitude was so deleterious that, you know, I didn't have fun. Now I've changed that, and I'm enjoying, you know, most every moment.
You talk about joy, and you touched on this before. So often we equate joy to a material item. I'd have more joy if I had that brand new car that I've wanted, or a brand new home, or able to spend the winter in a warm climate. And you talk about it really is the simple things that bring us joy, isn't it? It's not necessarily something that cost us anything.
Exactly. It's already been given to us. And I met, what was the guide? I was fortunate to go to Cuba a few years ago, and they were so poor. That, you know, the government hadn't painted buildings, they hadn't reconstructed anything. The only thing was bright and shiny was the 55 Chevys and Fords that had with new paint. And some of those had been spray painted, but some of them had been hand brushed. But they loved their cars. But one thing the guide said, we are very poor, but we're happy. And you've heard that today, you will have nothing, but you will be happy. Well, I don't agree with that, because you have to have hope. Hope is everything. And in a time like this, we have to have hope. Her husband was a doctor, who was earning something like 60 kooks a month, which is $60 US, about, you know, more or less at that time. And so he did 50% of his time as a medical doctor that he loved. He loved helping people get well. It's a different system than what we have in America here. But he spent the other 50% as a waiter in a restaurant, because that's where he made the most money with tips. So that's you have to think about what's being presented to us today, that we want something better. Like here in America, our Constitution, the original Constitution, it gives us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What other constitution in the whole world has something like that? That is glorious. And it's God-given, the God-given right to life and to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Joyce, this once again has been excellent having you on the program. Just love having you with us and talking about so many things that we can all incorporate in our lives. And we're out of time, but that gives you some time to get back out in the garden and enjoy the outdoor life there today. It's been a pleasure having you back on the program. J.M. Jones, that's Joyce Meyer Jones. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. You'll find the book wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. Her website, Joyce Meyer Jones, M-E-Y-E-R, Joyce Meyer Jones dot GlassLinkSolutions.com. That's her website. Information on Joyce, the book, upcoming projects, you'll find on our website. And we've got that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joyce, always a pleasure. Looking forward to doing this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Yes, and thank you, Rick. You made it fun again. It was a pleasure, and I appreciate so much all of your listeners who want to change their lives and find such joy as we were meant to have. And all the people who have bought my book, I appreciate you. I love you. Thank you very much, because we're going to change the world one person at a time, starting with me.
Well, that's so well said, and they throw the love right back at you, because you've been able to make changes in reading the reviews with so many lives. The book is Embracing the Law of Attraction, Out of the Box, Into the Light. Back with us on the program has been J.M. Jones, and the book available at Amazon, the usual places, and you can log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and contact Joyce and buy the book by actually going to our website. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.